At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3-6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Wednesday to everybody. But what a difference a day makes. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
My air went out. I didn't talk about that much yesterday. And had Zuleika come out today. And it's like, it's not like waiting to see if you have cancer. But like when the guy's out there working and you're just like trying to pretend you're chill.
What's this going to cost?
But you just want to just like stand over his shoulder. And it ended up just being like a capacitor. $200.
Flux capacitor?
It could have been the flux.
Yeah?
Could have been. Too many gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts?
Yep. So that was a big relief. Had a good practice last night. Have another band practice tonight.
Nice.
So.
And it's not 100 degrees.
It's not 100 degrees. Yeah. Although I looked ahead and, you know, it's like an analogy for life.
Yeah.
It's going to be rainy and 70s this weekend, which is Dave weather. And then a week, for like next Friday is 98 degrees. So. Summer just won't stop summering.
No, I mean, it's, you know, it's August is always hot, too.
Yep.
It's usually not till later in September you start to get the good chill.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this so many years with Dave, and I don't know how many times I've heard him say, like, September, that can be a summer month. And I'm like, shut up. Yeah. Just stop talking.
When is he going to learn? That's not what we want to hear.
I know. Just
we don't want to hear
feed
that.
Us what we want.
Just say it's going to be 78 degrees.
You know what
for the rest of
but
the
then
year.
That's just going to upset you when it doesn't happen.
But then I'll be happy in the moment.
Yeah, I don't think as much as I love Dave's seasonal forecast. I know he works his ass off. I don't think I've ever been in the middle of a season and going, man, Dave really boinked this one. You know, like he could tell us anything.
Well, also
just make us happy.
He does nail it though. He does do a good job with the seasonal ones because I'm always I'm always looking to get Dave. Right?
Sure, we all are.
We all are. But I
got a little too good.
Yeah, but up until this point, it has been a pretty good summer in terms of
miserable
baking heat, and that's kind of what he told us is that it was going to be at least at the beginning kind of a milder summer.
Yeah, I was just talking to Beth. The news director, she and her family went on an Alaskan cruise, and I lived there for a while, so we'd have a lot to talk about, and it was just bringing it all back, and she was so impressed, and her family was so impressed, and it's different, I think, like, if you go to Disney World, and you have a great time, and you come back to your real life, it's not that big of a change. But like when I go to the mountains in Colorado, or if you go to Alaska and you really get out there and then you come back to this, there's really a moment of like, so that's what it used to be like for all of us.
Yeah.
And then some genius made up the 9-to-5 and mortgages. And I mean, I like the penicillin, don't get me wrong, but not sure we have it better.
Yeah. I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
You got to think.
Although I was having some barbecue chips last night, and I thought to myself, I could have been born at any point during the last 200,000 years as a human, but I happened to be born during the era of the barbecue chip.
Yum.
That's pretty good.
That's good zone time right
there. It's good zone time.
Those Old Vienna, the same kind of people that make the Red Hot Riblets, they have like a barbecue chip. Oof. Delish.
Barbecue chips were different. So when I was a kid, barbecue chips, at least in St. Louis, were the Ozark brand with the hillbilly on the front, with the two bags of chips, which were about a third full, and the rest was just there. But that was a barbecue chip. I still, when I do my fancy barbecuing, I'll use like expensive sauces. But like when I make pork steaks, it's Mall's. Mm. It's back to the beginning. Was barbecue a big deal in Michigan at all?
Not, I mean, like when I was a kid, nothing. No, barbecue wasn't. Like when you think of like the way we think of smoking, you know,
yeah,
pulled pork, like that wasn't a big
deal. Guys weren't out doing that on the weekends.
Grilling was always a big thing.
Yeah. Isn't there like a Detroit style of barbecue, or am I thinking of something else?
Probably pizza.
Yeah, there's a Detroit style
pizza. Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of pizza.
I don't recall it.
Which
being,
I've never had.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I need to get it sometime.
Yeah, there's some good ones that are even available at the store in the frozen pizzas that are pretty good. The one you want to get if you get it is Buddy's. Buddy's to me is the best one.
Little Caesars has an excellent. I think we've ordered it. I think I've forced us to order.
Let's get it tomorrow. Oh, we're out here tomorrow.
And it's like a deeper dish kind of thing, because Little Caesars is a Detroit chain. Is that correct, Wheels?
Well, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, Ann Arbor specifically. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Detroit and Domino's. Domino's and Little Caesars both.
Oh, fun.
An interesting moment this morning. So I get my stuff, my prescriptions from CVS, and I usually go to the one by the Esquire in kind of Richmond Heights, and I went there Monday to get my one of my prescriptions, and I've never seen a Schnucks like this, even on Christmas Eve. Every single space was taken. Every parking space was taken.
Wow.
And I'm like, what's a sale on floss? Like, what's going on? Well, turns out Jordan Walker was there signing autographs.
Really?
So I didn't know that till I got in, and then I saw it, and I'm like, oh, okay. So today I went back to get my prescription, talking to the pharmacist, and you know, there's that awkward, like, you're waiting for stuff, and I'm trying to make small talk, and I go, yeah, I was here on Monday, and couldn't get in because Jordan Walker was here. And she looked at me, and she goes, I'm sorry, who's Jordan Walker? Yeah.
Huh.
And I was like, oh, he plays for the Cardinals. And she goes, oh, I've never heard of him. I know. And I was like,
wait, you worked there and you didn't know that you guys were having an event the day before?
I was why did you think produce was shut down?
Yeah, she was totally clueless. You're just like, oh, I didn't even know that happened.
That's wild. Must have been off the day before.
Yeah. But it just like reminds you like, oh, yeah, not everyone knows what you know or is into what you're into. And
so obviously you tried to get her fired for that.
No, I got her fired.
Was it successful?
Okay, I got her fired. Good. Yeah. Yeah. I pretended she tried to sell me the prescription under the table. And I'm like, she just didn't know who Jordan Walker was. So we got Ricky coming up at 1:30, but Wheel, give me a reaction to last night. That'll do. That'll do.
I mean, that's about as not great gets when the one guy who's been your most reliable pitcher just gets absolutely crushed.
Yeah.
And you never see that from Michael McGreevy, but it just shows you that, you know, one of the things, and I was texting about this with, I can't remember who, it was either Bernie and Matt or, you know, the KMOX sports dudes, whatever. But it was talking about how, like, there just aren't many guys on the Cardinals pitching staff, but on the rotation specifically, that have much room for error.
So that's a great point.
Like, McGreevy is really good as long as he's kind of on his game, and you see when he's just off a little bit, it's very hittable. You know, you're not going to get a lot of, you know, soft contact. Now, he's been, I mean, it's not, I don't want to be critical of him because he's been so good.
Yeah.
And he's been consistent.
He had a bad game.
Yeah, he just Yeah, everybody does it. You know, LaRusso used to say he kicked it. Yeah, he kicked one. I mean, that happens, and it's not wrong. But it does kind of point out that the only guy on the staff in the rotation who can kind of get away with it if he's not really at his best with his command is Dustin May. But even he doesn't get away with it, you know, most of the time when it's bad. But the bigger thing is just, because to me, the McGreevy thing's a one-off. It's not that big a deal. He just stunk.
I mean, agreed.
Brains beat in. The offense just stinks, and it's been stinking now for quite a while. And I don't think there's any question at this point what's going to happen. They're not buying. I wouldn't say there's no chance of adding someone that could be on the major league roster, but it would be part of the longer term picture as opposed to like short term fix this now so we can make a run. I think the idea of making a run via the trade deadline is done. It doesn't mean the team can't keep trying to win games. They will come out of this. This is just a bad slump. They will be better than this at some point. It's just going to be, is it too little too late? But in the meantime, you'll see them move off a couple of guys, probably two or three guys.
We can talk with Ricky a little bit about this in a few minutes. And you don't have to get into the weeds on this. But in general, had we done better, what would buying have looked like?
Probably just adding relievers. I mean, again,
nothing huge.
Nothing that would have been costing you any of your best prospects.
We're not going out for school bowl or anything.
No. They were, and it wouldn't be, if it were rental, it would be like low cost rental, you know, kind of middle reliever just to add depth. I mean, I didn't think they were going to do a big thing anyway.
Yeah.
And now if you're 8 or 9 games over 500 like they were 6-7 weeks ago, you might go, all right, maybe it's worth a little bit more of a push, but at this stage, it's you don't want to give up anything. You want to be adding for the long term. You don't want to be playing for the short term now.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to do it, especially not considering when you know the way that you entered the season. This season was all about, you know, the second stage, if you will, of a rebuild. It's not like
we forgot that pretty quick, didn't we?
No, because they played well. And look, they could play well again the rest of the way and get past the deadline and still stay in the wild card race. Like, it doesn't mean that you're done. It just means that given the state of your team, it doesn't make sense to chase rentals, and it doesn't make sense to give up long-term high-end young players to get somebody that's more established. It just doesn't make any sense to do that at this stage.
Yeah.
And I know that stinks to hear, but when you consider what your expectations were coming into the year, and where you are, I think you've had a good year already. I mean, you have two offensive star players. You didn't have any before this year because you didn't know Jordan Walker was going to be. We didn't know for sure what Weatherholt was going to be.
You know what else? I've always said, like, I figured out that I didn't want to be a lawyer, and that was great information to have.
Yeah.
I figured out what I didn't want.
Yeah.
I figured out I didn't want to be with a bunch of people. We all do that, right? And they're like, oh, that's good information. This isn't going to work. Maybe something else will. We figured out some of our players aren't going to be some of our players.
Probably, yeah.
Right?
By the time you're back to being what you want to be, which is a regular contender, there are a good bunch of these guys that are here now that are not going to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And that's part of what this season was. It's what last season was, too. It's kind of separating the guys that are going to be keepers from the guys that may be fringier. And then you know what you need to target as you move forward, whether that is in your own system. Right, because you've got a lot of pitching coming. You know, all of a sudden now between Double and Triple A, you've got half a dozen or more starting pitching candidates that are pretty interesting. You know, high end stuff, better like upside top end skills than what you have at the major league level now. You know, you've got good catching, and they might get creative with that. I keep hearing that teams are calling them about a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pedro Pajes' name's coming up a lot for teams that want a backup catcher. Mm-hmm. There are some teams asking about Ivan Herrera, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the Cardinals are going to or want to move him, but you know, other teams are going to ask.
How comfortable would you be with a season of Crooks as our main catcher and one of the young guys as our backup?
Well, I mean, in the way I look at it is I think Bernal and Crooks are pretty much equal, maybe slight edge to Bernal. Overall, so if you said like next year your catchers are Bernal and Crooks, I'd be fine with that. Nothing at all wrong with that. They're both good throwers. They're both good defensive catchers. I mean, Crooks has not gotten enough run in my opinion since he's been here. But Bernal is, they both have power. So you're looking at, if you play the two of them, you're probably looking at 20-25 home runs combined between the two of them.
How comfortable are you if we just swapped Newt for Baez?
Oh, next year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally fine. Yeah. They're different. They're different dudes. You know, Newt is going to be more consistent. He's going to be on base more often. But Baez is going to hit twice as many home runs. So you're trading some on-base skill and some consistency for real power and maybe some streakiness. But, you know, the upside's bigger with Baez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Ricky a little bit more about this at 1:30. We have a really packed show today. Davide, who brings in our Artist of the Month, has a really great one today. Really looking forward to meeting Sheila. Janelle's going to be here after that at 2:17. Wiggins is here at 3 p.m. Matt Pauly will join us at 4 p.m. Welcome back, DGS. Happy Wednesday. Jacob commenting on my DGS shirt. Yeah, this is an OG. This is DGS 4. Was this 4,000 shows? Do you remember what this one was?
That was DGS 4K, which was when we went out to...
Yeah, 4,000 shows.
This was DGS 4, which I want to say was like maybe 2016?
What would that have been? Oh, it was...
At the Wildy?
Yeah. It was the fourth live show we did.
Yeah, it was the fourth live show we did. I'm just trying to remember where exactly that was.
I think it was the Wildy.
I think it was.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
And then Vic looking for an update on my ear. That's always weird. People know things.
Yeah.
No change. I still got the thing. Cyst, whatever it is, behind my left ear. Taking some steroids, mostly for my arms. No, so I'm going to give it
incidental.
Give it the weekend and then go see one of my docs, see what I have to do. Weird. It's weird how things just pop up in your body.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't notice it, and then the next morning it was there, but it's behind my ear, so it could have been.
You just not noticed, yeah.
Especially like when you have something big, like, you know, like cancer or heart disease or something like that. Like, it's like one day, like, you have no idea that it's happening, and then the next day you're like, my arm feels funny, and then you go to the doctor and they tell you it's skin cancer or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for that to be such a bummer.
No,
it's
a real part of life.
It's just interesting how it's
going to happen to thousands of people today.
Yeah, it's like you don't know about it, and then like just suddenly you know about it, and it's all you can think about.
And then your life changes, and that's what everything is focused on.
Yeah,
yeah. Wheels, what'd you make of the Tony Romo DUI?
I mean, it just seems like you're pretty much run-of-the-mill DUI, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you look at it.
Looks like every other celebrity DUI I've ever seen.
I mean, he's, you know, his eyes are pretty red and glassy, and he couldn't do some of the things. He had all kinds of excuses. Like, well, what, you think I'm drunk because I'm coming from a golf course? Well, no, it's probably because how you're driving and how you're talking. Yeah,
it's probably more than that.
Yeah.
This is going to sound really stupid, but you'll get what I'm saying. Drunk people don't realize how drunk they look.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure Tony Romo didn't feel that drunk, but when you're watching him on video, you're like, oh, you're pretty in the bag, buddy.
Yep. Not a great... I don't get why people of that stature make that mistake.
It has to be hubris. It's like, not money.
Yeah, I mean, just like if your habit is, hey, I'm going to go play a round of golf with my buddies, or maybe it's a charity thing, I'm going to have, you know, a few beers, I'm going to have a good time, just get a ride.
Yeah.
Even if it's just Uber. Yeah.
I mean, you can afford a driver everywhere you go.
Sure.
But the rest of us mere mortals can just call up an Uber.
I'm not condoning it for someone that doesn't have money. It's still a stupid thing. Don't do it. But there's even less of an excuse when you're wealthy.
Yeah.
Like just take an Uber back and forth, buddy. You can order a luxury Uber if it's got to be nice, or get one of your friends to drive you. It's not that complicated.
Speaking of drinking, a new federal study is out, and for the first time ever in our country, more people are using cannabis on a daily basis than alcohol or tobacco. There were 21 million people last year who reported using cannabis every day or close to every day, 20 million using alcohol, and 19 million smoking cigarettes. So that's a pretty big flip.
Yeah. Well, that does explain part of why there was all this resistance all these years to legalizing.
Yeah.
Because you know who's behind some of those resistance.
It's, oh, hell yeah.
It's alcohol and tobacco, because they're like, hey, if people can do that, they're going to do less of us.
Uh-huh.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. 2 days in a row, we get to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, how lucky are you, right?
Yeah, well, I wish we had something more fun to talk about, but...
No kidding. By the way, talking about you today at Whitmore with our good friend Brian Main, and he's talking about us golfing together, so we need to do that.
Oh, I would love that. I love me some Brian. He's one of the greatest human beings.
Isn't he?
Fantastic.
Well, that kind of conversation helps you get through when things about baseball aren't going so well.
That's
honestly,
right.
They're, and that's true of players, I think, too. Is, you know, you get to a point where, oh my goodness, I'm thinking about losing and losing and losing. It's like, well, life is, you know, I still have a family that loves me, and I still have a nice life and a good job and all that stuff. So it really, perspective becomes important.
And I don't want to just be like Jolly Rancher here, but
no,
but this has been this, regardless of the finish, to me, my humble opinion, has been a good season because it had a purpose. And you guys have forgotten more than I'll ever know, but it seems to me as a guy in the bleachers that we learned who's a keeper and we locked one of them down and we learned who's not a keeper. And that's good information, too. And luckily, we have a great crop in AAA and AA and out of the draft. And I really do think the future looks bright.
Dave, I think you nailed it. I think you said that perfectly with what you just said. By the way, I hate Jolly Ranchers, so you can get into a debate about whether people like those or not. I cannot stand them, but I do. But that aside, I think what you said is right. I think you've learned about guys. You've learned both pros and con about guys, and I think that's kind of the fact-finding mission that we're in. Now, you always want to kind of keep making good moves. I think the next few days is still important so that the moves you make are in line with that, and that's Heim's job, and that's his sandbox, and I think he's been great so far, and now he's got another challenge ahead, and he'll have more challenges ahead. But I think the point is, you know, make this team better for next year, the year after, and I still want to see this team kind of remember how good they were a month ago or 2 months ago and say, let's kind of tap into that a little bit and see if we can finish better than what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and for that, really, I mean, I don't think that the bullpen is... I mean, it's been a problem, but I'm not sure that that's the highest upside there. I mean, I get, you know, a few more strikes from Riley O'Brien, assuming he's not one of the guys moved, would be, you know, if he does that, he's probably back to where he was early in the season. But it's the offense right now that you're just looking at.
Yeah.
Like, we got to, I'm having a hard time, Ricky, trying to figure out what's going on with Mason Wynn because.
Yeah.
It's the third straight year his offense has gotten worse, and he doesn't generate much bat speed, which is weird to me for someone who can throw like he can. You know, the old saying, right, if you can rotate to throw, you should be able to rotate to create some bat speed, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy because I think the ceiling is crazy with him. Like, he's already the best shortstop in the league, in my opinion, defensively.
Yeah, 100%.
The ceiling seems like he should be able to hit, but it's just not coming.
Yeah, well, and hitting is such an interesting thing to study because you think, you know, how do you measure somebody's ability to get the bat on a baseball? Alec Burleson, you could look at him, you could look at his strength, you could look at his flexibility, you could look at all the physical attributes, you could look at all, but the point is the dude can flat out hit.
Yeah.
His hand-eye coordination is extraordinary. It's like, I feel like sometimes it's like we're looking at a player and saying, what kind of dart thrower would you be? Well, I mean, dart throwers can come in all shapes and sizes and do all kinds of, but the point is it's all about their fine motor skills, their hand-eye coordination.
Right.
Burley's got it times 100, and other guys are, you know, struggle to find the batting stance that gets them in the best place to do that. And so, arm strength is good and agility is good, but hitting is a very unique thing to do. And again, I think there's several guys in our organization, and Mason would be one of them, and Victor Scott would be another, that I just think, you know, the remake of, you know, how do I develop a swing that's not sell out to power, and it's a shorter swing, and it's just basically put the ball in play and take off. I mean, I feel like some guys have to do that. They just do.
Yeah, and I mean, that really is Mason's profile right now. I mean, he doesn't chase, which is really good. He's got some good characteristics.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't chase a lot. He draws his walks. He's not a big swing and miss guy. It's just that not enough hard contact. And to your point, it doesn't have to be power, like home run power. You know, I mean,
no,
we're just talking about hitting the ball harder or a little more regularly so that some of those balls that are caught or some of those balls that don't get through the infield get through.
Yeah, and Mason knows himself better than I do, and I'm not going to pretend to be a hitting coach or pretend to be Brant Brown too. But I think the idea is, you know, the bail and whale is swing and then kind of bail out and hit the ball the other way. That's not what we're wanting the most. I mean, he's getting hits the other way by doing that. He bails out, hits the ball the other way. Nupar does that.
Yeah,
bails out, sometimes gets hit, but that's different than what Alex Bregman did the last couple of days for the Cubs. He's got a short swing, and he hit the ball out the other way. I have no idea how he hit the ball out the other day or hit the ball into the gap. He's got a short swing, but he just kind of goes, again, back the ball quickly, and the contact is hard enough that it does some damage.
Yeah, to your point, a lot of the, like, hitting, I mean, it's a similar thing hitting and pitching to me, at least in terms of this, I don't even know, trait, I guess is the right way to put it. Some guys just have a feel. They just have a natural feel for being able to repeat their delivery and throw strikes or to be able to just find barrels, and other guys have to work harder at that.
So it has been Kevin, it's been so long since I pitched, I can barely remember it. But what I do remember is when I would look at a guy, and we'd watch batting practice with the other team, which, of course, people don't do now. They watch film. But I'd watch batting practice, and I'd see a guy, and I'd say, long swing, I got him. I mean, he's got a long swing.
Right.
I can get him. I know what to do with a guy with long swing, and we can probably get him in and certainly get him with a changeup. And so, I mean, so that's kind of the reality. The shorter the swing, I hated those guys. I hated the guys that had the short, quicks. Kirby Puckett he went bat to ball as fast as anybody that I ever pitched to, and there's no way in the world if I pitched to him 20 times, I'd get him out twice. I just couldn't because his bat speed was so good, and he had a short stroke, and he was on everything.
Rick, once we get past the trade deadline next Monday, who are you excited to see the Cardinals bring up the rest of the season?
Well, I'm most excited to see, you know, I think others might say Baez, who I think is a possibility. I think there's, you know, there's still issues with that as it relates to, you know, the timing of that. It's not just the trading deadline, but it's the 45 days before you can, you know, be considered a rookie next year, which has some benefit if you let a prospect go till, what is it, April 14th. So let's just say we're talking about April 15th instead of April 1st. Or third or fourth, but I think Baez is one. But Quinn Matthews is still a guy I want to see. Can he progress to being a strike thrower in the big leagues? Because if he can, I think the Cardinals need a Quinn Matthews to step up. And I feel like he's the guy I'm most excited to see. I think he's the guy we need the most.
Yeah, I would argue too, Ricky, that he's probably the guy on a timeline that you want to get to see sooner rather than later, because he turns 26 in October. You know, he's not one of those 21, 22-year-old guys. I mean, we want to start getting this moving to see, because he's got swing and miss stuff. He's not a 100-mile-an-hour guy, but he gets swings and misses. No. And I think to your point, he gets them in the minor leagues. Will he get those? Will he get as much chase against more seasoned hitters? That's what we want to see.
So one of the things that happens, and Blaze Jordan would be a great example, and I think there are others. Michael McGreevy would be an example of, we spend so much time when the guys in the minor league talking about what they can't do that we forget when they get to the big leagues. You know, you get some value in what they can do.
Right,
and
right.
Everybody can't do something. Even you two guys, there's something you can't do. I don't know what it is, but there's probably something you can't do.
I can't reach things that are really high.
I can't quit being sexy. Okay, so,
I don't have enough time to tell you things I can't. I can't make a putt today because I was terrible. But the fact is, you know, we spend so much time on that we're not thinking about what the value that they can bring.
Right.
And I think that shows itself once you get to the big leagues.
Yeah, good point. Really good point. It's a fascinating time. I know it's tough for players. You and we've talked about this, I think, every year the last few years, Ricky, about, you know, the challenge for players to not get caught up in the trade deadline stuff. Because, I mean, look, these guys know something's coming. You don't know what. You don't know how much. But you can even hear it in some of their comments last night. Mason Wynn talked a little bit about it. Yeah. McGreevy did. Like, you know it's there. And even the guys that probably know they're not going anywhere, you still know something's changing.
So here's the value of having a veteran team, which the Cardinals do not. The reminder that has to be ever-present of, we are a we and we are an us. We are not a me. And when the trading deadline comes around, I mean, what your agent's telling you, well, maybe you can and you can and you can, and you get kind of me focused. You can't help it. But to think, well, maybe I have a different place to go. Maybe I'm going to be living in a different city, playing for a different manager and different fan base loving me or hating me. And so you can get disconnected around this time. And I think it's a real challenge for players and for coaches and for the manager to keep guys kind of saying, look, we're still a we, despite what is going on around us in terms of, you know, trade possibilities, et cetera. You still have to be thinking about us.
Rick, apropos of nothing we're talking about, but I'm just curious, when you retired the next year, did you have any regrets? You know, were you like, oh, I could still do this. I can still throw. Or were you like, this is where I need to be. This is good. Mm-hmm.
I went to Colorado Springs and I tried one more year. I went to Puerto Rico, dragged my family to Puerto Rico to play in a winter ball, and I was 33 or whatever I was, and our kids were young, and just like, no, I got to keep trying this. And I actually pitched pretty well in winter ball, came back. I tried throwing submarine. I tried throwing a fork ball. I mean, I tried everything but throwing right-handed. And so I kind of exhausted every possibility. The bottom line is, physically, when I had my surgery, I lost kind of finish on my pitches. Like, my elbow just is crooked, so I can't kind of finish pitches. So I lost it. I just couldn't do what I used to be able to do in terms of pronation. And so that hurt my sinker, hurt my changeup, everything. So it's like, but it wasn't for lack of effort. So when I was done, I was ready to update my resume and move on.
Yeah. And you did it very well, so it worked out fine.
Well, I'm trying.
All right, buddy. Have a better game tonight.
Yeah, we'll try.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX, a few minutes shy of 2 p.m. Rach is out rest of the week. She will be back on Monday. Be nice to have her back, have the whole team together. We're probably not on tomorrow. We'll be, you know, hanging around. Just in case the game goes really short, but we're probably off tomorrow. Day game at 1:15, back on Friday. Gen Z's at it again.
Uh-oh.
Yes, they want to tell the rest of us that what we're missing out at work is that you have to enjoy micro joys at work. And if you're wondering what a micro joy is at work that Gen Z does that we have never considered, they say stuff like this: step outside for fresh air, have a chat with coworkers, enjoy a snack or a favorite beverage.
The Christopher Columbus generation.
Basically everything that everyone's ever done.
I think they discovered everything.
Even in the coal mines in the early 1900s.
I know.
You could sneak a micro joy.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
We've been doing this. You've only been alive for a few years.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Not great. Not great. I don't get the idea. Like, you've literally, you're the generation that has had the most access to information of any generation at your age. And you basically don't know that anything existed before you. Like, ooh, it's called quiet quitting. No, that just means you don't like your job, and that's what people have been doing forever. They slack. It's called slacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called I don't know if they even know what I do here, so I'll just goof around and maybe I'll get fired.
Right. Coffee slushies are going viral. You freeze coffee in a Ziploc bag, smash the frozen coffee into chunks, add milk. So it's like iced coffee, but also like a milkshake.
All right.
Yeah, I bet if you like coffee, that is really good.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's kind of like what we used to do with Kool-Aid, right? You'd put Kool-Aid into a little ice cubey thing, and you'd put like a little toothpick in there, and then you could just have your own little popsicles you made at home.
Do you do much coffee anymore, Dave?
Every day.
In the morning? Okay.
Yeah, I have two in the morning. I have three on the weekends because I have OCD. I'm afraid to do it in the afternoon, which is probably silly, because I'll do a Red Bull, you know, which probably has more caffeine, but...
It's comparable. And I mean, I don't, anytime, like, you know, any big caffeine, and I mean, I do it every day pretty much too, but any big caffeine, like after 4 or 5 o'clock is definitely.
I'm sure the caffeine in my coffee in the morning has an effect on me, but it's way more for me the experience. Yeah. Like, if I can't have coffee in a given morning, usually because I'm like getting a blood test or something, it makes me sad.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
That coffee is less about like.
Yeah.
I can't live without it, and more like the habit and the enjoyment of, mm-hmm. you know, it centers you sitting down and sipping your warm coffee or whatever.
Viagra, when dissolved in water, can make cut flowers stay erect for up to a week longer than they usually would.
Well, sounds like it's the way it's designed, right?
Yeah. Works on flowers, too. How about that? Very interesting.
Good for the flowers.
Speaking of, Oscar Mayer is celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Wienermobile this weekend with Wiener cakes.
Oh, no.
They're milk bar cakes with hot dogs around the side, and they'll be available this weekend.
Okay. I think that sounds like a nope.
You don't want a Wiener cake?
Nope.
Just the connotations?
No, just
I'll try it.
Doesn't sound good.
I'll try anything once.
Only 4% of Americans say that they often got detention in school.
Were you guys detentioners?
No. I think I've told you guys this. At my high school, you didn't get detention. You got work detail. You were placed basically on the janitorial staff. You were doing something. You were raking leaves, fixing a fence, cleaning bathrooms. That's what your staying after school was.
I know it's not.
That's smart.
But it feels illegal.
Well, it's private, prison,
forced labor.
It feels like prison.
Well, it's a private school, so, you know, your parents signed you up for it. You don't have any choice.
Okay.
I don't think I ever had detention.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wasn't a goody two-shoes. I was just afraid of authority. I was performatively rebellious, and yet I was the first guy to go like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me get back to my seat.
I think that based on that poll you decided, that's probably the vast majority of people.
Yeah.
There's not that many that were like, I don't care about detention. Nobody wants to get stuck after school.
Yeah.
Top 5 bands that have been together the longest with never breaking up or taking a hiatus. AC/DC, number 5, 1973. Cheap Trick, 1973. ZZ Top, 1969. Scorpions, 1965.
All right.
And the Rolling Stones have been together continuously since 1962.
That's the crazy part.
That's crazy.
Like
the continuous.
I mean, they haven't changed the lineup. How are they all alive?
I know.
I mean, I saw the Rolling Stones in 1988. It was the Steel Wheels tour, and I thought they were done. Like, now, granted, I was a high school kid, so like to me, they were probably in their 40s at the time. They seemed ancient, but like Keith Richards didn't even move. It's almost like they had a stand behind him, just propping him up. And it looked like he was just old and dying then, and he's still going, and they all are.
Yeah.
Good for them,
man.
It's
pretty amazing.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first
first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.